Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Paddock Project. I'm your host, Tiggy. We are 1 week away from the F175 live launch in London. That means we are going to be seeing cars very soon, and I will be there. I am heading to London in person this coming Friday. I am so excited. I cannot wait for all the fun things and to report back to you all on what the experience is like. With that, we're also about 2 weeks away from preseason testing. So excited to finally see cars on track again, see what things are looking like. We'll talk a little bit more about what preseason testing means and what all that looks like when that comes around. But then we're also just about a month away from the Australian Grand Prix. So it's going to be here before we know it. Now, today, I'm diving into both my 2025 season predictions, but also yours. At the Las Vegas Grand Prix, we did a meetup where I asked all of you to write your 2025 season predictions on these playing cards. So I will be going through those, giving you my reactions, telling you my own predictions, but it's going to be a fun one. Now, predictions rarely come true, so these should all just be taken with a grain of salt, but it's fun to talk about them nonetheless. So let's go team by team. I've separated these cards into each team. We're going to start with our Constructors' Champions, McLaren. Okay, I'm going to read a few of these. Oscar Piastri in championship contention from Marielle. Okay. Lando admits he drives to survive from Becky. Lando is close to entering his dark side era. We need to save him from himself. Thank you, Molly, for that one. Oscar finishes ahead of Lando in the World Drivers' Championship from Lindsay. Max and Lando get in a fight on the podium from John S. Okay, some thoughts on these. I think a lot of you are circling around the major McLaren debate of 2025, Lando versus Oscar. The team is no longer fighting for the first Constructors' Championship in over a decade, so I think the PR message may always be, you know, team first, papaya rules, but my hot take is that I actually think internally they can start to move a bit from the team first dynamic to actually cultivating a World Drivers' Championship and doing what they can to make that happen for whoever is outperforming the other driver. I don't think McLaren is playing favorites at this stage. Of course, they're going to be shooting for a back-to-back Constructors' Championship. They want to create a dynasty and bring McLaren back to its glory days where they're winning back-to-back. I'm here for the McLaren dominance era. And there's also a lot of prize money on the line, millions of dollars for the order in which you finish in Constructors. So it's not like they've thrown that dream away, but I think they want to keep the drivers happy. If I were in McLaren's shoes, that would be my main concern. And a big part of that is delivering them a driver's championship. It's fun to win as a team. There is nothing like winning as a driver. So I think McLaren will try to aid their drivers in doing that. Now, I will say, I think they'll have a much easier time on their hands if Lando is outperforming Oscar and Oscar is up there and getting some wins and supporting the constructors' goal, but not causing too much number one driver drama. That will be the easiest thing for McLaren. They can just focus on getting Lando that championship and ideally win as a team as well. I think McLaren will have a harder time if Oscar is outperforming Lando. And I hesitate to even think about that scenario, which is very possible. Oscar is an incredible driver, but I think McLaren will have a harder time with that. So for Lindsay, Oscar finishing ahead of Lando in the World Drivers' Championship, and Marielle, Oscar Piastri in championship contention. I'm going to have to disagree with you there on that hot take, just because I think that's going to be a very difficult situation. So my hope is Lando World Championship, McLaren Constructors again, and Oscar, your time will come. And one more thing, as for the dark side era, Lando entering his dark side era, we need to save him from himself. I'm going to politely disagree on that. I think Lando needs to have a dark side era to be a World Drivers Champion. So I kind of hope that he is entering his dark side era and he stays there, because I think that's what it's going to take to win a championship. And as for admitting that Lando drives to survive, I agree with that. Let's move on to Red Bull. Now, there are a lot of Checo things in here just because this all happened before Checo lost his seat. So I'm going to read them anyway. Checo should be replaced from Lala. Okay, that came true. Sergio loses his seat 5 days before testing, Tommy. Half true, he did lose his seat, but it was not 5 days before testing. I think Red Bull would have had a very difficult time on their hands if they had waited that long. Checo loses his seat, Eileen, correct. Checo gets another 2-year extension from Juan. Oh, I'm so sorry, Juan. That did not come true. Red Bull finishes 5th in the World Constructors Championship. No name on this one because that is hot as hell. We'll talk about that. This is boring, but Max does it again. From Len. And, ooh, no name on this one either, Liam Lawson doesn't deserve a seat. All right, let's chat. I think we all know what happened with Checo, so we can move on from that one. No one predicted who would take his seat, though. So, Liam Lawson not deserving a seat, I'm going to disagree with that. I think Liam does deserve a seat. Now, did he deserve it over Yuki? Debatable, but I do think that Liam deserves a seat, and I'm excited to see what he can do. This is boring, but Max does it again. We'll get to my hot takes. I do not think Max is going to win the Drivers' Championship this year. Which brings me to the Red Bull finishes 5th in World Constructors' Championship. Now, I don't think Red Bull is going to win Constructors this year, but I do not think they are coming in 5th. I think that is a flaming hot take. It is very hard to bet against Red Bull. It is very, very, very hard to bet against Max Verstappen. We saw that he basically carried a Constructors Championship on his shoulders almost all the way there, not quite. But I think Max will be able to carry some weight, even if Liam Lawson is not performing at the level Red Bull expects him to. I don't think they're going to finish 1st, but I don't think they're going to finish 5th. I'm going to guess that Red Bull finishes 3rd in Constructors this year. And we'll get to who I think is finishing ahead of them. Let's move on to Ferrari. Okay, let's start with a fun one. There will be massive beef between Roscoe Hamilton and Leo Leclerc. Now, I don't think that's going to be true. I think Roscoe is the alpha dog in this situation, and Leo is just going to be enjoying himself along for the ride. I think they're actually going to be fast friends. Hamilton takes Brazil 2025, a quasi-home race for Sir Lewis Hamilton. I'll agree with that. Let's have Lewis win Brazil in 2025. Now let's take it a little bit hotter. Lewis Drivers' Championship 2025. Lewis WDC 2025 from Sam. Lewis will be in title contention in 2025. Hamilton will win his 9th asterisk World Drivers' Championship, initials CL. I don't think that was Charles Leclerc, but you never know. And there are a few more here, but I want to talk about those for a second. Lewis winning his 8th championship with Ferrari in the first year feels too hot even for me. I would absolutely love to see it, but I'm going to guess that McLaren has a little bit of an edge when it comes to the Drivers' Championship. We also have Lewis's back, P3 or higher in World Drivers' Championship from Adam. I actually think that this is true. I think Lewis is going to come 2nd or 3rd. Lando and Max cry it out, and Lewis takes P1 from Danielle. Crying it out is insane. Charles will beat Lewis in the points. On the other side of the spectrum, we have from Allie, and Leclerc beats Hamilton so bad, he forces him into retirement from Jacob. Now, I don't think either of these things is going to be true. I think Lewis is going to outperform Charles this year, which I know is a hot take. Charles has been at Ferrari for a long time. He's their golden boy. He understands the car, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think Lewis has another dimension that Charles does not, and I think Lewis is going to be so hungry getting into that Ferrari car, wanting to prove everybody right, that he will come out swinging. But this is very possible that Charles beats Lewis in the points. I do not think, regardless of how bad Charles beats Lewis, Hamilton will not be forced into retirement. Whenever Hamilton decides to retire, it will be on his own terms. Let's move on to Mercedes. We have a couple interesting ones on Kimi here. So on one side of the spectrum, Kimi Antonelli will win multiple Grand Prix from Ian. Kimi will be replaced before the end of the season. Now, I don't know where I stand on this one. I predict Kimi falls somewhere in between. I don't think he's going to be kicked out. I think there's too much pride in terms of signing a young rookie, wanting to develop him, and also just the fact that he's a rookie and he deserves maybe more than 1 year in a year that's sort of, I don't want to say throwaway, but the regulations are changing the year after. So I think Kimi's pretty safe at Mercedes for at least the next 2 years. But I don't know if he's going to win multiple Grand Prix. I could see him winning one and that being a very exciting thing for everybody. I would love for it to be Monza given the fact he's Italian, but I do not think that Kimi will win multiple Grand Prix, and I don't think he's going to be kicked out at Mercedes after 1 year. Bottas becomes the official advisor to Toto from Ali Orr. Now, This is kind of true. They have brought Bottas in as a reserve driver. And Allie, you wrote this before we knew that. So congratulations to you. And I do think that Bottas is a very wise choice for a reserve driver. He knows the team really well. He knows Toto really well. Advisor to Toto, I don't really know what that means, but you bet we're going to be seeing Bottas next to Toto Wolff at the stand on every Grand Prix broadcast, like we saw Mick Schumacher and we've seen some others. So I think it's going to be so fun to watch Valtteri Bottas sit next to Toto at these races, and an advisor, perhaps. All right, moving on to Aston Martin. Fernando finishes top three World Drivers' Championship from Brenna. Adrian Newey is overrated from Jacob. Lance Stroll will finally receive the boot. His daddy can't save him forever from Mimi. Lawrence Stroll will fire Lance Stroll. XOXO, Allie. Let's start at the end there. I do not think Lawrence Stroll will fire his son. I think Lance Stroll will decide when he's had his time. I think he and his father probably still believe that he can be a World Drivers' Champion if they have the right car, if they have the right factory, if they have the right engineer, Adrian Newey, if they have the right teammate, Fernando Alonso. I think the dream is still alive in their minds. Oh, not to mention Honda. I think the dream is still alive in their minds for 2026 and beyond. I think Lawrence Stroll will keep Lance in that seat until Lance is ready himself to move on, to ski, to surf, to do whatever he wants to do. But I don't think that Lawrence Stroll is going to fire his son, regardless. I really think they think the dream is still alive. On to Williams. This was a fun one. People are feeling good about Williams, I will say. Franco replaces someone on the grid from Daisy. Daisy, you might just win hot take of the year if Alpine does what people are expecting them to do. Carlos and Williams to top five from Maria. Williams come back to top five, Cassidy. Albon will substitute for Checo for a weekend in Montreal, Tommy. Sorry, Tommy, Checo is gone. But maybe we could change that to Liam Lawson. If you think that Albon is going back to Red Bull, maybe. I highly doubt it. James Vowles will turn on Carlos Sainz if he doesn't finish above Albon. No more hotel room chats, Juliana. Whew. Albon should be replaced. No name. The hot takes, people just don't put their names on them. What do I think about Williams? I do not think Williams will be top five this year. I think Williams has an incredible driver pairing. Carlos and Albon are a formidable duo. Do I think they will finish top five in constructors? Unfortunately not. I would love that, but I think that's a tall order given the amount of investment, the amount of technology, the amount of rebuild to a car last year that wasn't at the top of the grid, and it's the last year of regulations. I feel like it would be a mistake for Williams to try to optimize too much for this year with everything changing in 2026 and beyond. If I were them, I would probably put more of my eggs in the 2026 beyond basket in terms of focus, engineering, et cetera, et cetera. That said, it is important for them to keep both drivers happy. They have got a very strong pairing. I think they'll want to deliver as many points as possible for both Carlos and Albon, but I do not think that they are going to finish top five. My prediction is that they could be the best of the rest. They could be number six. So if you take Red Bull, McLaren, Mercedes, Ferrari, Aston Martin out, I could see Williams being the first of the rest of those cars. Now, still a tall order to beat Alpine, tall order to beat Racing Bulls, but I think Williams can do that for sure.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. In F1, we talk a lot about red flags, but what about green flags? The ones that signal trust, growth, strong relationships. Therapy can help you recognize those green flags, not just in others, but in yourself. And whether you're dating, married, building friendships, or just working on personal growth, therapy gives you the tools to cultivate healthy connections and embody that green flag energy. And in the past, for me, it's always felt very cumbersome to figure out how to book a therapy appointment, find the right therapist, get to their office. And one of the best things about BetterHelp is it's fully online. They match you to a therapist based on your needs, and they have over 30,000 credentialed therapists with a wide range of specialties. Join me in discovering your green flags with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/paddockproject today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/paddockproject. Could your daily routine be full of hormone disruptors? There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they all mess with our hormones. To combat this, we've been loving Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth, which contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens that help the body adapt to any stressors. With over 30,000 reviews and counting, a bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code PADDOCKPROJECT at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code PADDOCKPROJECT for 15% off today.
For Haas, Ollie outperforms Ocon big time from Hope. Haas finishes top five in constructors from Addison. Ollie Berman comes in second for WDC. Issa, woo, that is so hot. I love it though. I don't agree with these hot takes on paper in terms of like the strict number of it. I don't think Ollie is coming second in World Drivers Championship, but my hot take is that Ollie is going to be the best rookie we have this season. I think the Haas might be a harder car to score as many points as someone like a Liam Lawson or someone like a Kimi Antonelli in top team cars. But I'm going to go ahead and be as hot as possible and say that Ollie scores the most points of any rookie this season. Flaming hot. Probably not true. Hard to say that against Liam Lawson in a Red Bull, but let's go with it. In terms of Ollie outperforming Ocon, I can see it. I can see it. Let's put that on paper. Let's ink that. Okay, for Racing Bulls, we have Tsunoda gets replaced mid-season from Jacob. By whom? I'm going to have to disagree on this one. I don't think Yuki's getting replaced. I think if anything, he could be in line for that Red Bull seat if Liam does not perform. I don't think I'm going to go so far as to say I think Yuki replaces Liam mid-season, but I think that's more likely than Yuki getting replaced at Racing Bulls. Okay, a couple generic ones. We have a mid-season driver shakeup from Tabby. Who could that be? I think the most likely is Franco Colapinto replaces Jack Doohan. I've talked a lot about this on social media, have put out some data on the relative popularity of Franco Colapinto on the internet versus Jack Doohan. I think it's likely that that is a mid-season driver shakeup. The new season of Drive to Survive will break records. I think that's a tall order. In terms of records, I assume you mean viewership, and I think that's a tall order. I think we've seen viewership go down, if anything, on Drive to Survive. Not by a lot. It's still crushing it, and I hope Drive to Survive continues forever. I don't know if viewership is going to break any records. That said, this was one of the most fun seasons to watch in terms of the racing, in terms of the drama. I think everybody's going to want to see what footage, if anything, they have on Lewis Hamilton going to Ferrari and that announcement and what any of that looked like. And there are a lot of other fun things that happened this season. So I think it could beat last year for sure. But last year, I think, was a little bit of a dip in terms of viewership. So I think it'll beat last year. I don't think it's going to break the record for all time. Okay, so from me to you, my predictions and hot takes from the season. That was so fun to go through all of yours, give some of my reactions and some of my thoughts. You all are very clever. Some of these things have already come true. So congratulations. I can't wait to see how this goes. And one thing I forgot to mention is that on Discord, we have a whole F1 Hot Takes sort of bingo channel that people have been putting things in, literally creating bingo cards and going through the season and crossing things off that happen. So if you're interested in partaking in that, it's very fun to do. So I highly recommend joining the Discord. Another plug for the Discord, which is amazing, incredible community. Definitely get in there before races start because it is so fun to be watching races in there live and live chatting with everybody. And just, it's my favorite thing to do. So please join that if you want to find some other F1 friends. Now, for my predictions, this is for me to you. My hot takes, predictions for the 2025 season. Top three World Drivers Championship. I think Lando Norris wins the Drivers Championship this year. I think McLaren's on a roll. I think Lando's incredibly hungry for it. I think it's a big question mark what happens in 2026 with the regulations and whether McLaren will have a fast car or not beyond that. So I feel like Lando knows that this is as good a window and as good a chance as he is going to get. And I think he will seize that opportunity with both hands. And I think he will take it. Next, Lewis Hamilton. I think Lewis is going to come P2. I know this is incredibly hot, but I'm going to say Lewis comes P2 in the World Drivers Championship with Ferrari. I think similarly, he comes out super hungry, ready to go, has been enjoying testing that car, all the hype around it, and I think he will come out swinging. Where is Max Verstappen, you ask? P3. I think it's so hard to bet against Max in any capacity, and I will probably be so wrong that he comes in P3. He'll probably win it again, at least get P2. But I do think we saw some cracks in the Red Bull car last season that Max was able to cover up well until we started to see some of the cracks show as the season went on. And unless Red Bull has figured that out over the off season, I think we could see Red Bull starting from the back foot with the car. And I think Max will not be able to then build up as much of a gap and as much of a lead as he was able to do last season. And he's going to have some incredible competition breathing down his neck if he doesn't. So I think Max comes P3. Top three constructors. McLaren. I think McLaren is doing it again. I think they have the strongest driver pairing. I think they're going to have a great car. I think Lando's going to win drivers, and I think Oscar's going to be right up there. I actually think Oscar will be P4 in the Drivers' Championship, and so I think that will be enough for them to get constructors. Then I think it's going to be Ferrari. I think Lewis and Charles are going to be an incredible pair. Hopefully the Ferrari car is not as temperamental as it sometimes can be. Hopefully the strategy is on point. All of these things, potentially a pipe dream, but I think Ferrari is going to come P2. And if McLaren doesn't come P1, my bet is Ferrari, Constructors, Champions. And P3, I think it's going to be Mercedes. I think George, and this is such a hot take, but I think George and Kimi are going to do better than Max and Liam together at the same team. So McLaren, Ferrari, Mercedes. Don't hold me to it. Best performing rookie, I already said Ollie Berman. I hope it's not relative. If you control for their levels of cars, like maybe Ollie does great, but I hope he actually gets the most points of any rookie, despite the fact that he's in a Haas, which hopefully the car is looking good. We haven't talked a lot about Sauber. Poor Sauber. No one wrote any hot takes for them or predictions for this season. My prediction is that they're not going to finish P10. I think with Nico and Gabriel Bortoleto at the helm, maybe the car isn't amazing, but I think they will squeak out higher than P10. Don't ask me who gets P10 because competition is fierce. And for Alpine, I think it's going to be another tough season for them. I think with management, I think with Pierre Gasly and Jack Doohan and whatever may happen behind the scenes with Franco or not Franco, I think it's going to be a tough season for them in terms of lineup and in terms of potentially performance. Given all the shakeups, given everything going on behind the scenes, I think it might be another tough year for Alpine. But I hope it's the last tough year before they round the corner and come back stronger in 2026 and beyond. And with that, thank you for listening to the 2025 season predictions and hot takes, both mine and yours. Let me know what else you have. What are your hottest takes for 2025? I cannot wait to be in London this coming week. There will be so much to discuss after the fact. I have an incredible interview coming for you all next week with someone you will absolutely recognize, one of my favorite people in the paddock. Cannot wait for you to hear it. See you next week.